We are back here on our coach's show on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM KCIM. And we're right now joined by the ICAM Manning boys basketball coach, Keith Wagner. Coach, great to catch up with you right before the season.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you this morning and kind of go through a few things and look forward to another season.
Absolutely. You know, really hard to believe that the winter season is here, but we are getting excited. Just off the bat, how's the offseason been treating you? And what are your thoughts on the upcoming season?
Well, you know, we had a good off season. Guys were working on their game, and we played in our Heartland League like we normally do. So then they were involved, obviously, in baseball in the summer also, and in football, a majority of them in cross country. So they've all stayed busy, and they've all worked on their game too. So looking forward to the upcoming season. It's going to be challenging. Our conference is really, really loaded. You know, the whole league looks to be pretty balanced this season. So it'll be challenging.
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess right off the bat, let's talk about the conference since you mentioned it. Western Iowa Conference, traditionally a strong league. You know, a lot of guys, a lot of teams at the top continue to kind of reload throughout the seasons. What's your thoughts on some of those teams?
You know, you look at our league, AHSTW. I had an outstanding season last year. They were in 1A. Now they're in 2A. I wouldn't be surprised if they're ranked. Trainer is always loaded up with talent. They'll be really good again this year. You know, you look at Underwood. I think Tri-Center is going to be really good. And I think Riverside will have the best team they've had since we came into the league. And the other teams, you know, you look at Logan, they'll be good. Audubon returns three really good players. So there will be no easy nights for us, you know, so we'll have to be ready to go and be prepared and be ready to give a good effort every time we show up to play.
Let's talk about the guys just for a little bit. I know at the time that we're talking, you haven't had a lot of time with the guys, a few open gyms at this point. Talk to me about just some of the returning players you have and maybe some of the newer guys on the court.
They have, like you said, we really haven't, you know, other than our open gyms, we'll get things rolling pretty soon. But as far as our returners, you know, you always look to your seniors for leadership. And we have a number of those that will be playing. You know, you start right at the top. Caden Keller started a majority of our games playing inside. I think he's gotten stronger. He's a really good athlete. He really runs well. We're going to have to count on him for some rebounding, some interior defense. Eli Dreyer returns from last year. He'll give us some good guard play in the backcourt. Also Hunter Smith, he's another returning player. He missed some of the last season, but he'll be back and ready to go. He's a guard. Reed Hinners, another guard, be a senior for us, had a great JV season last year, so we look to him. Cooper Earlmeyer missed the whole entire season last year, you know, a really good athlete. So we look for him in the backcourt too, a guard in the guard court. As far as other upperclassmen, Ross Kuzel is somebody who was a letter winner for us last year. As far as a returning, he's our highest scoring returning player. And then Lane Sams as well will be a junior. So we'll look to those upperclassmen, all the guys that I mentioned, majority of them other than, you know, Hunter missed some time. Cooper missed the whole season last year. The other guys did do a lot of playing. So hopefully going into the season, they'll have some confidence and they'll provide us some leadership and some good basketball as we go into the season. So,
yeah, absolutely. And if I remember from last year, you know, you guys had a lot of really great games, especially with just the leadership you had of the guys who are multi-sport athletes. What's sort of the mentality early on? Because like you said, multi-sport athletes, these guys are just coming off of seasons, football or cross country. What's sort of the mentality early on you can see from the guys?
Hopefully, you know, they bring some toughness, and, you know, when you play football, you have to endure some ups and downs just like every other sports. And same thing with cross country. You know, Caden Keller finished second in state cross country. I think he'll come in with some confidence, hopefully some aggressiveness too, that we'll have to play a little bit more aggressive, because in the past season, we've had a really difficult time getting to the free throw line and finishing around the basket. So hopefully those are a couple things that we see improvement from our team. Hopefully from those other season, you bring that toughness and competitiveness, because you have to be competitive in those sports as well. So I think that's something that I like about kids that play other sports, is that you have to compete, and that teaches you how to compete. So hopefully that bleeds into the basketball season as we get going here.
Now, obviously, the biggest thing that comes to this season is the shot clock, the implementation of a 35-second shot clock. You know, some coaches are, you know, kind of mixed on it. Some coaches have ideas about it. Does this change kind of how you're going to guide practices? Is it going to guide how you form up plays? How does the shot clock kind of affect how you're going to teach these guys this season?
Well, you know, I think it'll be a factor like at the end of quarters. I think it'll be a factor at the end of the game. If a team has a lead, obviously you can't sit on it. I've had teams in the past quite a while ago, but mm-hmm. we could run off 2 or 3 minutes and just wait to get fouled and go to the free throw line. In this situation, you can't do that. You have to execute. So you have to have a few plays, a few sets that you can use at the end of the clock that can maybe get you a good look at the basket. And you have to kind of stay aggressive because if you start getting passive, that leads to trouble, especially if you're trying to hold a lead. I think you have to stay aggressive and you have to play to score buckets all the way to the end. So I think at the end of the game, it'll be a factor. I think, like you said, at the end of the in the quarters, it'll be a factor. But as far as during the course of up and down play, 35 seconds, most of the time teams are getting shots up before 35 seconds has been taken off. You know, you'll have to be ready to be able to execute when that clock comes down. And hopefully it gives your defense a little boost, too, because if you can get your guys to stay locked in and stay together for 35 seconds, hopefully you'll force some bad shots, too. So we'll see how it goes. Well, we have a plan what we're going to use for a shot clock, and we'll see if we can execute it. That's another factor. You can talk about it, but you have to go out and do it.
One last thing before we let you go here, Coach. We've talked a little bit about just the guys that you got, multi-sport athletes. They're tough in their own kind of ways. Talk to me about the strengths and weaknesses you see from these guys. You got former returning big scorers. You got guys who are on the JV who look to kind of make their way into the varsity level. Talk to me just about the strengths and weaknesses you might see from this team early on.
You know, I think we should be good up-tempo when we played this summer. I thought we showed really good signs at times of playing in the open floor. So hopefully we can play good up-tempo, fast break style. We have to have more consistency scoring. I think if you look at our teams the last couple of years, we've struggled to score the ball. Now, part of that's the competition we're playing, but it's partly we have to get better and hopefully we can score the ball, because when we got to 50 to 60 points, we had quite a bit of success because I think we played pretty well on defense. Mm-hmm. But when we didn't get to 50, we really struggled to have success. Consistent scoring is going to be a big factor. Can we score against teams that are good athletes and that return good players? And that's pretty much up and down our schedule. So we've got to try to get a little more consistent scoring, and then hopefully are up tempo and we have some quickness and speed. So we'll try to utilize that too. We're not very big. You know, that's another year in our whole system. We're not lined up with 6'5", 6'6", 6'7". Heck, for that matter, 6'4". We go about 6'3", and then all the way through our system, we just don't have a whole lot of size. So we have to try to utilize our quickness, hopefully be able to drop some perimeter shots as well as attack the basket.
Well, Coach, season's coming up here soon. We wish you good luck throughout the entire season, and we appreciate all the time you've spent with us here on the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. Appreciate it. Look forward to the season, and anytime you need somebody to come on and babble a little bit, I'd love to do it.